Hello, my name is Alex Faribault, and I am part of the go-to-market services team within Microsoft's new One Commercial Partner organization. In this video, I'm going to walk you through some newly released features in our seller-facing app catalog that make it easier for you to complete Launch Basics activities. These Launch Basics activities include press release support, co-branded data sheets, mini case studies, app of the day social promotion, and industry marketing. You will now find those assets centralized in App Catalog. What this means is that you can now submit drafts, discuss edits, and provide approval for publishing directly in App Catalog instead of over email with your Microsoft contacts. Now, I'm going to transition to the browser to show you how to execute a program in App Catalog using the mini case study as an example. First, log into your App Catalog at aka.ms/appcatalog. Once you log in, you'll land on your GTM dashboard, which you can see here. Under the GTM offer section, you will see all of the activities included in your GTM offer. Today, we're going to focus on the mini case study. So, over on the right-hand side, we will click the blue Start Activity button to begin executing this activity. As you can see on the next page, detailed instructions on the left-hand side tell you how exactly to execute this offer. I'd also like to draw attention to the blue status bar at the top of the page that will move from left to right as you progress through executing this offer. Following the first step on the left-hand side of the screen, I'll first download the mini case study template by clicking on this link, which brings me to this OneDrive for Business share. Because I'm an Azure ISV, I'm going to select and then download the Azure ISV mini case study template. Once I save that to my desktop and then work within my organization to populate it with my company's information, I'd then like to return to the mini case study page in App Catalog and upload it for Microsoft to review. So on the right side of this screen, I will click Choose File. And then I will click the case study file that I've worked on with my team. I will select open. And then I can add some comments for my Microsoft contact. So, for example, I can say, here is my first draft for your review. And then I can click the submit for review button. Now, after this is submitted for review, my Microsoft contact will receive a notification and they will then review the document that I submitted. The Microsoft contact may provide any edits or additional comments, or they may simply say, yes, this looks great, and then send it back for my final approval. So the next time I log in, let's say I refresh here. I can scroll down to the bottom of the page and I can see that Microsoft has reviewed my document and has commented, yes, this looks great. And they have sent it back to me for final approval to be published. So I have two options here. I can replace the file with an updated draft if I'd like to make additional changes. I can then submit that draft for further review, or I can simply approve the draft if I agree that it looks great and approve it for final publishing. So I can say approved for final submission, and I can click approve. After receiving your approval, Microsoft will publish this mini case study and link to it in your App Catalog profile. You can then link to the mini case study on your website and in any other marketing that you choose. If you have any questions about the mini case study that has been published, you can still communicate with the Microsoft team by returning to this screen and typing in the comments box and clicking the blue comment button on the right-hand side of the screen. Now, we use the mini case study just as an example, but you will execute other Launch Basics activities in App Catalog in a similar way. Specific instructions on how to execute each are provided in the tool for every program. Now, you may be wondering how to execute activities that are not part of the Launch Basics offering. For any activities that involve our agencies, you'll work directly with these agencies to build out your assets and execute the activities. Microsoft will then compile and store the final assets in-app catalog for your convenience, and your Microsoft contact or program specialist will work with you on all other activities outside of app catalog. If at any time you need help or have any questions about Launch Basics or premium programs, please feel free to contact us at Microsoft GTM at Microsoft.com. Thank you.